会で三文字で発売する活動をみんなに表します。でその活動の内容は、現地の小学校で英語と、日本語を教えたり、ゲームを一緒に遊んだり、炊き出しをしたり、そういうような内容で、また去年の8月に、カンボジアで BCS バンニャンコミュニティスクールという学校を開きました。その学校では、一応、貧しい家族に目指して子どもたちが英語を無料で勉強するために自分がもっといい仕事が得られるためにそういう活動もしています。で現在私たちの学校では212人の子ども若者がその学校で勉強していてスタッフ8人のサポートを出しますので今日は3人に頼んで神様はどういうふうに、その活動によってその人たちを祝福、しているか、あと私たちにもどういう祝福を得ているかを、分かち合う時間を持ちたいと思います。 Most of you know、some people might be new and not know this, but three times a year、we send teams、from our church、to Cambodia to go and serveSome of the work that we do is going into the、local schools, teaching English、and Japanese, playing games with them. If we have doctors or nurses or、dentists, sometimes we take them and do some kind of health care with them as well.、and then last year in August,、we had the blessed、opportunity to open up a school.Specifically geared towards children who don't have an opportunity to have an education. Their parents can't pay for their education, but if they can learn English, they can help themselves and help their families in the future. Right now we have 212 children and young people studying in that school, and 8 staff church and by a church in Singapore and some other. And this morning we've asked 3 people to come and share with you the ways that they have seen God at work.Blessing people in Cambodia and how they. My name is Megumi Imaizumi, and I'm always thankful to be a part of this community and this time with you. I was deeply grateful for the opportunity to go again for a second time.As a team member to serve in Cambodia, and I would like to share how I grew and what I learned on this trip, specifically through our daily devotional and small group discussion time. The main spiritual theme this time was welcoming the stranger. And the word that stuck out in my mind most was the verb to accept. During this past 11 serve trip, I felt like I was able to have a lot of interaction time with the Cambodian people, who made me feel welcome and warmly accepted me in the school when I was invited to visit their homes and out in visiting the local villages. Even though I'm a foreigner, I was greeted and kindly accepted both by those I knew and those I met for the first time.And I felt like they responded warmly with the recognition for the service. This could be easily taken for granted. I was moved by the deep significance of their choice to do so. And to make decisions about people and whether or not we can accept them by what we see. Their poverty or their wealth, their intelligence or lack thereof, their similarity or difference compared to us. We easily put people into the category of strangers or people that we don't know. How about the assumptions that we make based upon their house, their way of thinking and living based on what we see or what we hear? It's much easier to build a wall than to tear one down and to accept a stranger. As we continue to listen to the scripture and discuss about the stranger, I wondered if it was possible to break down that wall, and was challenged to consider ways that I have built walls without realizing it, and how I can pull those down and instead be open to building a relationship. Not yet a Christian myself, but in this faith I often hear and associate the word neighbor. I've been challenged through this faith journey to consider whether I look at people as a stranger or as a neighbor. The way of love and faith calls me not only to welcome and accept the stranger, but also to accept the love being offered to me, so that I can learn more deeply how to love others like this. I realize that I am becoming more aware of the importance of this truth and truly experiencing it. Welcoming the stranger means loving my neighbor. These two ideas are linked. I'm drawn to this way of being. As I continue to live and serve, I want to continue to wrestle with who is the stranger in my life and how I can respond and grow by changing what I see and how I think of that person as the neighbor that I am called to love.
こんにちは。こんにちは。本当にお久しぶりです。8月の官房事案のミッション距離プラザの参加で、ここに来て、ほぐしていられ始めて、水戸教会の礼拝に参加できたこと、またもいもでご紹介させていただきます。私の名前は坂木雅紀と申します。私は福島県のいわき市下地元の高校を卒業して、茨城キリスト教大学で看護を学びました。 大学3年生の時に洗礼を受けました。学校を卒業した後は水戸の病院で今年の6月まで働いていました。私はカンボジアに行く前にシンガポールのベロックのキリスト教会で引退式を受けていました。シンガポールへ立つ前に水戸教会の皆さんが献金と祈りに覚えていただいたことを本当に感謝しています。
So glad to be able to see all of you again. This is the first chance that I have been able to worship with Mito Church since the Love and Serve mission in August. Let me introduce myself to those of you who are new or who don't know me personally. My name is Saki Sakakieda, and I graduated from high school in Iwaki City, which is in Fukushima Prefecture, where I grew up. After graduating with a degree in nursing from Ibaraki Christian University, I worked at a hospital here in Mito until June of this year. The third year of university, I was baptized and became a disciple of Jesus. Before joining the team in Cambodia, I did a ministry internship with the Bedok Church of Christ in Singapore. It was this church here in Mito who generously gathered an offering on my behalf and prayed for me all during my internship. I want to thank you so much for your support and for your kindness.
インターンでは一人で静まる生活を、そういう中毒と呼んでいましたが、その意味は静かな時間の中で神様との時間を持つことです。私たちは案外一人きりになれる時間を持たなければ、私たちの生活が危うくなることに薄々気づいていると思います。しかし日本もシンガポールでも忙しい生活に巻き込まれてしまい、一人静まる時間を取ることよりも自分で考えて行動していくことが優先されがちです。 しかし静かな時間を持って神様に焦点を当てることは神様の声に耳を傾けることを助けてくれます。日本でそのような時間を恥ずかしながら多く取っていなかった私にとって新しい視点でした。ローマ人への手紙 10章17節に信仰は聞くことから始まり、聞くことはキリストについての御言葉によるのですと書いてあります。まず信仰は神様の言葉を聞くことから生まれます。一人で言葉の生活と活動的な生活はまず聞くことから始まります。しかしそこが難しいと思うんですが、聞くだけの人になってはいけないと思うんです。日本の教会全体と主に仕える私たちはその信仰を使わなければいけない。そのつまり御言葉を実践する人になる必要があると思います。沈黙することと語ること、一人気になることと、みんなで何かをやること、そのこれらの間に気をつけてバランスを保つことがクリスチャンの生活の土台を築くことだと思います。
In my internship this summer, I first learned about living a balanced life between solitude and activity. I learned that solitude is more than just about having quiet time, but creating space to intentionally spend time with God in that quiet. It's highly unlikely that we would just naturally have received that time, as we are rarely alone or in a place of quiet in our lives. This is especially true in nations and cultures like Japan and Singapore, where everyone is a fast-paced, busy life, and the premium value is put on thinking about things by oneself and putting it quickly into action. However, making a decision to protect a time of quiet to focus on God helps us to listen for the voice of God and receive His guidance. I'm a little bit ashamed to say that this was a brand new perspective for me and a discipline for me myself. I've always been raised in and surrounded by the other way of living. In Romans 10, verse 17, it says, "Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ." Our faith in God is born out of hearing the word of God in our lives. First, faith is born from hearing the word of God. Both our time of solitude and our time of activity in our life is led by first hearing the word of God. We must be careful too, not just to be content in listening, but also to put that into practice. We hear in the churches in Japan, as his disciples, must be committed to using it practically and to be active in our faith through what we hear. Building a strong foundation as a disciple of Jesus is to become balanced in solitude and activity led by the word of God.
カンボジアでの学んでサーブは御言葉を実践する良い機会となりました。カンボジアでの奉仕の一つに、学校に通っている子どもたちの健康チェックをジョーダンとエミコさん、そしてベドク教会からティモシーと一緒に担当しました。限られた資源の中で奉仕を行うにあたり、できることは少ないけれど、子どもたちの体に直接触れて一人一人子どもたちに向き合いながら接する良い機会でもありました。同時に私はこのように人と関わる仕事が好きなんだと改めて感じました。この中でラブ&サーブに興味がある人がいるかもしれないです。興味があるけれども不安や恐れがあるかもしれません。でも何歳になっても特別に専門的な知識がなくても、英語は完全にわからなくてもいいです。必ず自分には何かできることがあると思いますし、自分にしかできないことがあると思います。
The mission trip to Cambodia through Love and Serve is one of the greatest opportunities that we have to put God's word into active practice. This time I worked in a team with Jordan, Emiko, and Timothy from Bidok Church to do routine health checks for all of the children at our school and at the local school. Even with the limited resources, time, and skill, it was so meaningful to put into practice what we were studying and discussing about welcoming the stranger into our lives, just as Jesus did.Doing the health checks for the kids helped remind me that I truly do love this kind of work and why I want to be a nurse and serve God in this way. Perhaps some of you here are listening and thinking that you have interest in being a team member with Love and Serve to Cambodia. At the same time, you may be hesitant or feel afraid because you're too old or you're too young, you don't have specialized skill in a useful area, or you can't go because you don't understand the language, or you can't speak Japanese, or you can't speak English. But I want to tell you that there's definitely something that you can do in a way that
you can. ご存知の方もいると思いますが、私はカンボジア滞在の最終日に左足を骨折してしまいました。一緒に行った最高のメンバーの助けによって平安のうちに日本に帰ってくることができました。本当に現地で骨折した足も皆さんの祈りによって今では完全に癒されました。骨折したので予定よりも早く帰れなければいけなくて、悲しいことも歩けなくなったことで、今度はケアされる側の気持ちを身をもって知ることができたこと、帰国してからまたじっくり自分の将来のこととか家族について向き合う時間ができたことなど、足が回復したタイミングで思うもよらない方法でいわき市内のクリスチャンの病院で看護師の仕事も与えられました。
I think some of you know, but on the last trip, I broke my left foot on the final day that we were in Cambodia. With thanks for the love, care, and support of my amazing teammates and the church in Singapore, I was able to get home to Japan safely, full of peace. With the power of God's response to everyone's prayers, I can joyfully share that my foot has completely healed.And even though my internship was cut short and I was forced to return to Japan sooner and faster than I expected or wanted, I realized it was God's grace lavished on me so that I went through that physical struggle to learn meaningful spiritual lessons, like understanding the feeling of my patients who receive care. And by spending time with my family and seeking to struggle through what I want to do with my future and how I can use my faith. Surprisingly, my foot healed very well and faster than I expected in time for me to find out about, apply for, and be hired full-time as a nurse by a Christian hospital in Iwaki. How I found that job is another interesting story to share, but I'll save that for another testimony.
Iwaki 教会では礼拝の前に司会の者が Go in peace と言った後にみんなそれぞれ席を立って一人一人挨拶していく時間がありました。聖書の中の出エジプト記でも、ミテロがモーセにエジプトに行くとき、Go in peace、安心していきなさいと言っています。一人で静まる生活と活動的な生活の重要性を知った今、私たちは神様の名の前に静まり、出ていく必要があると思います。神様が安心していきなさいと言ってくれています。恐れずに出ていきましょう。
No church in the middle of their weekly worship.The worship leaders let the church know it's time to go and share peace with others. All of the members stand, and echoing the words that Jethro speaks to Moses in Exodus, they greet each other and bless each other by saying, Peace be with you, or going around the auditorium and sharing a sign of peace with each other and with guests. It's important for us to gain that kind of balance of solitude and activity, standing before God in a time of quiet and receiving His peace,desperately need so that we can be sent out from this place into our families, community, and the world to extend that marriage.
First of all, I'd like to say I've always had a soft spot.For ministers and preachers are talking about giving. One, because everyone in the church thinks our giving is sufficient, good. And, but the skeptics think that maybe the minister is getting more of that than he should, or we don't know where the money is going. But I'm not a preacher, so.
牧師さんやヘンドスさん、宣教師の人たちが献金についての話をしているときは、僕はいつもなんかかわいそうに思ってしまうんです。なんでかって、第一に、実は誰でも自分は十分献金してるって思ってるから、そんな人たちに、もっと献金をなんていうのはいつだって簡単なことじゃないじゃないですか。第二に、疑い深い人たちが何かにおいて、献金を求めているのは、牧師さんたちがただ自分の給料を確保したいからだろうなんて考えてしまっているからです。そこでまずお話しする前に、僕は牧師ではないということを覚えておいてください。
When I received a late invitation just a couple weeks before the trip, I immediately said, yes, I would love to go to Joel when he offered to go to Cambodia.
8月のラバンサーブの旅のほんの数週間前に、ジョエルから デイビッドカンボジアに一緒に行かないとボス巻きの招待もらって、どうかぜひ行きたいと国際にそして確信を持って移動しました。
But later on, while on the trip, I had my doubts. I never did know how to phrase my question sufficiently to Joel. My question centered around the best use of my money. See, it took quite a bit of money to go to Cambodia, and I had my doubts. I confessed some of these questions to Joel when I saw how much more fundraising would be needed just to maintain DCS.And even more money to help them progress in the ways they're dreaming of.
でも後になって、いざ旅に着いた時に、僕は自分の中にある疑問に気がつきました。僕は抱いていたその疑問をどんな風に女優に質問したらいいか全く分かりませんでした。僕が抱いていた質問は、自分のお金の一番良い使い方についてでした。カンボジアに行くためにはたくさんのお金が必要です。BCS を運営するというだけでどれだけの献金が必要かを、また BCS をより良い学校へと成長させるためにはさらに多くの献金が必要になってくるのだとしたときに、僕はそんな質問を正直にジョリーに投げかけました。僕のこのお金を直接 BCS へ献金するんじゃなく、高い航空チケットを買うために使ってしまうことが本当に良い方法なのかな。
And since itI continually witnessed Joel's answer. To quickly paraphrase, he said, Through the blessings of this trip, you will have the opportunity to bless others and give back in ways not possible if you had not gone.
旅から戻って、僕はそんな僕の質問へのジョエルの答えを目にしてきました。簡潔に言うと、この旅に行くことで受けられる恵みによって、今度は僕が他の人たちを祝福するチャンスをもらい、もし旅に参加していなかったら決してできないような方法で受けた恵みや祝福をお返しすることができるというものです。
And again, I've seen this to be true. And this is always true when Christ sends us out. The Lord only takes us in so that we may go out and bless others. It's true when God blesses Abraham. It's true whenChrist blesses the church prior to his ascension, and it's true in all other examples of Jesus, of God, blessing us.
僕はそれが真実だと、真実だということが分かってきました。そして、キリストが僕らを送り使わす限り、そのことはいつだって真実なのです。神様は他の人たちへの祝福になるために僕らを用いてくださいます。キリスト以上にそのことを示してくれる方はいません。神様がアブラハムを祝福された時も、イエス様が天に召される前に教会を祝福された時も、いつでも私たちを祝福するのことは真実でした。
Since the trip, I've been eagerly anticipating this chance today to give back again to Cambodia, and even today have a chance to encourage you to give as well. And generosity has always been something that I've struggled with.Truly. But the Lord has been molding me, and also through Cambodia, to make generous and generous for the Lord. Among other blessings, working in Cambodia allowed me to see the ways I hold back, to see the ways I do not trust God with all of my heart and with all that I have.
8月の旅以来、僕が受けた恵みをたっぷりとお返しできるこの機会を、また皆さんがカンボジアの人たちにとって大きな恵みとなれるんだということを伝えられるこの機会を心から待ち望んでいました。それまで寛大な、惜しみない思いやりを持つということについては、僕が神様から隠れ続けてきたことでした。しかし神様は、僕がどれだけ頑固者でいても、僕が成長するチャンスを与え続けてくださっています。他のたくさんの恵みの中で、今回のカンボジアでの働きは、僕がどんなふうに神様から逃げようとしているか、隠れようとしているかを気づかせてくださいました。また僕がどれだけ神様を信頼しきれず、すべてを捧げられないでいるかについても気づかせてくれました。
Church, there are two types of people. There are the type of people who view their relationship with God as a business transaction. That God blesses us, and in return, So there are two types of people in the church. There are the people that look at their relationship with God as a business transaction, and then there are and there's another group as well. So God bless us. One more time. Is that okay? So, there's two types of people in this church. There's the people that view their life as a business transaction, and I was a business major, so I know all about that kind, that it's a two-way transaction. But that's not true at all. You know, God doesn't owe us anything. But a lot of us in the church view our relationship with God as if something where because we're good enough, God needs to bless us. I hope that makes
sense. この関係を取引だと考えている宗教体制の一員となってしまっている人たちがいます。まあ良い生き方をしてさえいれば、神様にいただいた中のこれくらいのお返しさえ、お返しさえしていれば、神様は自分たちを祝福し続けてくださるだろう。そう、まるで神様は僕らに対して何か借りでもあるかのようにと考えている人たちもが取引必要
タイプです。 The wise, the Christianrealize God owes us nothing. Christ gave us everything. He poured out everything he had, his blood, to be bitterly forsaken by his Father on our broken behalf. Christ took our place so we could have what Christ deserved. And what a miracle. What a miracle.
もう一つの賢き者、またイエス様の本当の弟子である者たちは、神様が自分たちには何一つ借りなどないということを知っています。キリストは僕たちに全てのものを与えてくださいました。彼の持つ全てを注いでくださっています。僕たち人間がどれだけ罪を犯すものであっても、イエス様は父である神様から見捨てられてまで僕たちの身代わりとなり、僕たちが受けるはずの痛みを受けてくださった。そのことで僕たちは今キリストが受けるはずだったたくさんの恵みや祝福を代わりに受けることができているのです。なんと素晴らしい、なんとミラクルなことでしょう。
Christ's sacrifice undoubtedly leaves us to a joyful mission, a sacrificial mission which knows no barriers.
犠牲的な献身的なミッション、それはどんな困難もどんな障壁をも超えてしまうものです。キリストの犠牲は僕たちをそんな喜びあふれるミッションへと確かに導いてくれています。
If your giving is not forcing you to alter the way in which you live, if you are not invested in people's lives in a way which totally glorifies God, ask the only one who can move mountains, the only one who can save reckless sinners like me, to soften your heart and to trust in this God completely.
世界に何かを与えるということが、もし皆さん自身の生き方を作り変えてくれるものでないなら、神様に栄光を与えるために、もし皆さんが他の人の人生に興味を持てないのであれば、どうかその心を柔らかく作り変え、神様を完全に信頼できるようにと、唯一山々をも動かせる方に、どうしようもない罪人たちにも救いをくださる方に祈り、お願いしてみてください。
It is only through the soft and faithful hearts of the blessed here that this blessing in Cambodia will continue.
カンボジアにおけるこの祝福は、神様から恵みを受ける者たちの優しく柔和で、神様を誠実に信じる心を通してのみ続いていくでしょう。
Thank you very much.
あ、今回の旅のビデオ、そういう活動をビデオの報告として見せていこうと思います。 I'll show a video that will share